my first piece of advice would be resume, resume, resume. That's the first thing that recruiters see. Make sure you have a look at the job description and make sure you're covering everything that they're asking for. As recruiters mentioned, make sure, you know, if you're asking for transcript, make sure your transcript's in there. Make sure your resume is well organized. Work with the tip office and the workshops to make sure your resume is really in good shape. And then the second thing would be work on presenting yourself. So make sure you know your resume inside and out so that when you get into the interview situation and they ask you about some experience and you're on designing your resume, you're not shocked and looking for words to describe what you were doing on that project. You should know it inside and out and really be able to expand what's on your resume and highlight your skills.
It's the same thing. Resume is very important. At least spell check your resume as well before you sign that. We've got a lot of people that have spelling mistakes, grammar mistakes. That's very important for your resume. The other thing is, if you really do not have the experience in something, don't mention it on your resume. Like if you put that you're 3 years of C++, you go into the interview and they ask you a simple memory allocation question and you don't know how to answer it, then it just shows, if you lie on the resume, that means it shows that you're not, I don't want to say you're not an honest person, but it just doesn't show something good. The other thing I would suggest for you guys to do is get a LinkedIn, linkedin.com. You'll find most of the recruiters are actually on LinkedIn. It's very important. It's actually the first thing they told us at the MBA program. You have to have your LinkedIn, the link to your LinkedIn on your resume, just under your name. And just also read the job description so that you can target the resume to a certain employer. Usually you don't have one resume that fits with every employer. Depends on the job you're applying to, the skills they need. And also always try to find someone in the company to talk to before you apply, because sometimes it's hard to spot someone with good outfit.